friends Ashley, I'm an addict.
Hey, Ashley.
I don't know who said it was a great idea to have a workshop at 8:15 in the morning, but your girl is struggling. But it's really cool to see everyone that is woke up to be in this room today and show up for themselves and for Narcotics Anonymous and for what we do here as we continue to learn and grow and change to be better without the use of drugs. So I have the honor this morning of introducing someone who is phenomenal, who happens to also be like my best friend. And so I have firsthand knowledge of watching her struggle, watching her do the work, watching her apply her program, watching her push through adversity and uncomfortability with the basics of this program, right? And so the topic today is maintaining healthy relationships, which is so crazy how God does what God does. Because even just thinking about mine and her relationship and knowing about the relationships in her life and how she has allowed this program to manifest on such a deep level to have the relationship she's able to maintain today. And I am so proud of you and love you more than I could ever put into words. And I know that our literature talks about like something being so spiritual in nature that we can't put words to it. And that's exactly what relationships and recovery look like and are when we allow this program to truly not only work in our lives, but work through us into the lives of other people. And so I am so grateful that she is speaking today, and you are going to hear a powerful message. So stay as awake as possible, because your girl right here is struggling. And you get the whole hour. She was hoping that she was going to split it with someone and that it was going to be so early that nobody was going to be here. And then, oh my gosh, hi. And then all of y'all are here. And so we can't do this without each other. And so I love you. I'm so fucking excited. So come up here and share that message.
Love you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Ooh, it's early. I'm a grateful recovering addict called Ashley J.
Ashley.
I'm going to just take a minute, if y'all don't mind. So maintaining healthy relationships. When I think about this topic, the first thing that pops in my head is romantic relationships, because that's a big part of my story. There's a lot of other things that have kind of rang true through my years in recovery and where I am now, but when I think about what recovery really means to me today, it's a lot different than what it did when I got here. I really needed relationships with other people, men, women, whomever, to validate me, to make me feel whole, to make me feel worthy. And so I sought out those relationships that weren't necessarily authentic, but made me feel good. And I ended up lucking out, honestly, because I was seeking that yet again, and I met my husband, who, it's a whole nother workshop topic, but he 13-stepped the shit out of me, let's just say it. But, story for another day. The moral of the story is, it was not easy. It was not easy in the beginning. I had very little clean time and got pregnant very early, and he had a lot of time, thank God. Because I think that was my first real experience with a healthy relationship, for either of us, a healthy relationship. and we kind of grew and learned together. And it's been a rough road, but God saw fit, and here we are. Our oldest is 17, about to go into college, and my daughter will be 14 Monday. So what I want to share about that relationship is that I got into that relationship really, really early in recovery. So if there's any newcomers in the room, I'm not going to be the one that stands up here and says, don't get in a relationship for the first year, don't, you know. But what I am going to tell you is my experience with my relationship that I got in early on. And that was that I wouldn't change anything, but I absolutely robbed myself of the opportunity to figure out who I am. So y'all, my deep work didn't begin until years in, because for a long time, I was nobody but Teddy J's wife in my own eyes, not anybody else's, but in my own eyes. And again, you have to remember, like, I was so connected to that validation piece, right? And I was like, Teddy J, he got time. That's my boo, right? And so I didn't do any work on me for a long time. The next really healthy relationship that came into my life that I was blessed with was with my first sponsor. And it was an interesting dynamic. She has since been back out and hopefully back in. But it was the first time I had felt safe with another female and felt like I could bear my soul, and that she wouldn't judge me, and she would love on me, and she told me about myself. She told me about myself. She said, you don't want to be treated like a little hoe running around in these rooms. Don't act like a little hoe running around in these rooms. And I know, I'm kind of going to kind of get on a soapbox for a minute. I know things have gotten a little soft sometimes around here, but somebody had to teach me. And by teaching me, they had to tell my ass, sit down, stop running around to the motherfucking coffee pot, sit down, get some recovery, sit on the front row. Stop worrying about the boys in the room and the girls in the room and the this and that, right? And she really taught me how to be a lady. And, you know, sponsorship, man. I want to stick on that for a minute just because I think that has been one of the biggest things for me in my time, is really learning when, and let me say this, I've had several sponsors because I have figured out for me when that relationship has reached its expiration date. It's okay. Let me tell y'all, it's okay to want to change, to want to do something different. Sometimes we need that, right? After my first sponsor, I had another sponsor, and then I had another sponsor, and then I had another sponsor, and my third sponsor I kept for almost a decade. Yeah, over a decade, actually. and it was a great relationship. She became almost like my best friend. And I knew it was time. I knew it was time to do something different. I was getting stagnant, right? It was time for me to make a change. And it was hard. It was really hard, y'all, to have someone for a decade. You've built all this trust and all of this connection and all of this love, and realize I'm not getting what I need from that person in terms of step work, in terms of program. Right? Because there's a big difference. She's still in my life and I adore her, right? But if I'm not getting what I need to continue my growth, why the fuck am I here? Why am I here? And I battled with it. I mean, y'all can ask my best friend that just introduced me. Like, we would talk for hours. We had the same sponsor. And we would talk about, God, is it time? Is it time? Yep, it's time. And then 2 days later, she'd be like, did you call her? I'd be like, nope. Just going to sit in this shit for a minute. But I finally did something different. And So before I go into my next sponsorship relationship that's pretty recent, I want to share about something that connected for me over this week when I was kind of thinking about what did I wanted to share and talk about. I had a sponsee during my decade-long period with my last sponsor. I had a sponsee that I started sponsoring her when she was 16. And so very quickly, I became kind of like her second mama, her big sister, her sponsor, and all these things, right? And so while we maintained a relationship, I'm not sure how healthy it became, right? And that's kind of what I want to share with y'all. Like, sometimes the relationships that are the longest, that are of the greatest magnitude in our lives, are not healthy, even in these rooms. It became really, really hard. The lines were very blurred. I literally can recall calling her, or her calling me, and us talking, and her telling me about some shit going on, and I'd go, okay, sis, well, do you want me to put on my mama hat, my best friend hat, or my sponsor hat? If you're in that predicament, get the fuck out. It doesn't work, right? We had a horrible breakup. It was like a fucking divorce, you know what I mean, when she decided to move on. Because we were so connected in an unhealthy way. I don't know about y'all, but this addict suffers from codependency. Just a little bit. And that was my first lesson with that. What I've connected over the last week is that experience that I had with her probably 4 or 5 years ago now, kind of set me up for what I needed to do with my decade-long sponsor. I realized that there weren't as many of the unhealthy traits in my relationship with my sponsor at the time, but the expiration date had come, and it had gone, and it was time. And I found somebody else. Damn, that didn't last long either. I just realized I've changed since then. That only lasted about a year.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. That only lasted about a year. And then I moved to the sponsor I have now that I heard when I went to the Tupelo convention. And it has been a game changer for me. When I think of healthy relationships, I envision my sponsor's face. Not because I put her on a pedestal, not because, I mean, she is a badass bitch, but it's because she lives the program. She lives it. She lives the spiritual principles embodied in this program. And that's why I chose her. Because I found myself at 14 years unhappy with who I was and not connected with who I was. And let me say this. I'll go back in a minute, but the first healthy relationship that you need to identify and connect with is you. Is you. And that's what recovery's done for me. And I got complacent. And some of that went away for me. And then when I got this new sponsor, I said, man, I got to do something different. I don't feel spiritual. I don't feel good. I don't feel like I want to wear my NA cape around anymore. I want to feel that way again, you know? And that's what that relationship has done for me. So please, if you feel like you don't have the best sponsor for you, and they told me this when I got here. They said, if you can't stand up and go, I have the best fucking sponsor, you need a new one. It should feel that way. It should. I didn't come in here. I didn't decide almost 20 years ago the first time to do this and get clean to be mediocre. I didn't. I wanted to do this because I wanted to fucking live. You know what I mean? And so now what I'm doing in my life is I am not settling for mediocre relationships. Because for me, that's not healthy. For me, I need somebody that pours into me. If my bucket's empty, I'm tapped out. And for a long time, I feel like I have given and given and given and given and given and given. And nobody's pouring back into me. Right? I've recently figured out that's not how it has to be. It's not how it has to be. I went to a convention in Atlanta. I don't even know how long. When was little girl? Long time ago. But this lady shared something in a workshop. And this is how powerful it was. That's been a long time ago, and it stuck with me. She asked everybody, what's the most expensive thing you own? And I'm in my head going, well, fuck, man. My car, my house, my laptop. She said, your peace. Your peace. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I carry that with me every day. Every interaction I have, is this going to work for me? Is this going to enhance my peace? Or is this going to work against me? And let me be clear, I'm not fucking perfect. I work against myself all the motherfucking time. Right? But I know the difference today. I think I've always known the difference. I just didn't want to admit it. Because I just go along to get along. Again, codependent as fuck. People please. Oh, you want to hang out? Cool. Let's go do something. Even though I know you are not healthy for me. You're not healthy for me. And this, y'all, and that can look like romantic relationships. That can look like platonic relationships. That can look like sponsorship relationships. If everything I, and my sponsor says this all the time, is what you are thinking, doing, or believing working for you or against you. And I use that every day. And I even use it with my interactions with y'all. If I'm sitting around and, you know, somebody that I don't necessarily have a lot in common with wants to have a conversation with me, and there's a crowd of people over here that I know all of them, and they're my crew, and I want to go hang out and cut up with them, but I'm having a really deep conversation right here with somebody, I'm staying in the deep conversation. I'm trying to grow. If I'm not growing and moving forward, I'm not maintaining. That's not possible for me in this program. Maintenance of your program and your recovery and your clean to fuck that shit. I don't want to maintain today. I want to continue to move forward. I want to continue to grow. Because if I'm maintaining, I'm regressing. I'm regressing. I can't do that shit anymore. The relationship with your higher power, the God of your understanding. I want to touch on that for a minute. When I got here, I was so angry. So angry. I had a higher power that I thought I understood. It's grown. It's evolved. It's changed. My higher power is my peace. That's how it works for me. And if I'm giving away my peace, and I'm not putting me first, and I'm not putting my program first, and what I need first, then I'm disconnected from my higher power. And in turn, I'm disconnected from myself. Right? And it's tricky, y'all. It's really tricky. Baby. That's not my baby, but that's my baby. Hi, baby. If I'm disconnected from HP, then I'm disconnected from me. That's just as simple as it gets. You know, I'm fortunate to work in the field that helps newcomers, and I hear a lot. Yeah, I'm real disconnected spiritually with my God and my understanding. And I always tell them, no, you're disconnected with you. Because if me and HP aren't right, then how am I going to figure out what's working for me or against me? I don't know about y'all, but I have like a couple voices that speak to me in my head, and they all fucking sound like me. How do I know? right? If it's not working for me, it is working against me. It's disconnecting me. I'm going to say this about a higher power because I find this a lot when I'm talking to newcomers and even some old timers that struggle, you know. And let me say this part. After you get a little bit of time in here, you feel like you've got a connection and you feel like you know what's going on and you got this great spiritual connection with your HP and you got all your relationships. And like, let me tell y'all, the only fucking constant is change. And that happens with your relationships in the rooms. That happens with sponsorship. That happens with romantic relationships. That happens with your higher power. If anybody's telling you that their higher power, the relationship with the God of their understanding, is the same as it was when they got here, I don't know. Mine changes a lot. All I know is that my higher power wants me to be right here. This morning I was so like, I can't do this shit. First of all, 8:15, who came up with that time? God bless. Can't remember last time I was up this early on a Saturday morning. But then I was like, God, why do people talk me into this shit? I don't want to do this. Yeah. But I do want to do it. Because it keeps me connected to me. Half the time, I don't know who I am until I start talking to y'all. So y'all start pulling shit out of me that I didn't even fucking know was there. I know one thing. My higher power keeps me grounded and keeps me humble. I used to hear, as a newcomer, people sharing like, man, just wait till you get some time. And, you know, the longer you're here, the less you know. And I remember thinking, what the fuck they talking about? They've been 10 years plus clean. I'm telling you, it's hit me like a ton of bricks. It's hit me like a ton of bricks. I don't know shit. I don't know anything. It keeps me coming back. Everybody that I know that has a whole lot of time and stopped doing meetings and stopped coming around and stopped talking to people and stopped working steps and stopped doing sponsorship, they got an ego the size of this fucking room.
That's right.
I want to share about my husband for a second. He just celebrated 26 years. And I look up to him for a lot of reasons, but as another member of the program. Because he still goes to meetings. He still works steps. He still sponsors people. He's still connected to people. That's who I want to be. I don't want to be somebody with a whole lot of time and they go, yeah, you know, she really stopped coming around. Oh, is she cured? Is he cured? I don't want that to be me. I want to remain humble. I want to remain teachable. If I don't, why am I here again? If I think I've arrived, why am I still here? I want to talk about relationships with other addicts in recovery. I think for me, when I think about how much my women, I was the one that when I got here said, I'm a guy's girl. I don't really like girls. I don't really like to hang out with y'all. Y'all are bitches. And I would do everything I could to find the men in the room to hang out with. Right? I didn't connect with women. And I figured out why in this process. Because they saw me for me. When I said some shit that the guys would be like, yeah, the women would be like, mm-hmm. That's what I needed. They're the ones that taught me how to be a lady. And I remember a girl coming to me early on and she said, "Baby, you got to quit hanging out with all them men." And I was like, "But you don't understand. I just like the guys better." And she said, "The only one that can teach you how to be a badass bitch in recovery is another badass bitch in recovery." And I still use that today. And today, y'all, my women, I've been through some shit. And it wasn't the men that were picking up the phone and calling me. It was my women. It was my women that were showing up. It was my women that were showing up to my house saying, "I know it's been a rough week, boo." And I'm like, "I really don't want any company. I really don't want to do anything." And she's like, "Nah, bitch, I'm coming. I got 2 cartons of ice cream and fucking pizza. I'm coming." Right? And we sit on my couch and we ain't even got to talk about it. That's recovery. That is a healthy relationship. That's a healthy relationship. I don't have a huge circle. I really don't. I know a lot of people. I've been around for a minute. I don't have a huge circle on purpose. A lot of people will tell you, you know, "Well, the longer you're around, the circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller." And it does. But I've done it intentionally. Again, because I live by, is this person in this relationship working for me? Or is it working against me? Is it helping me maintain my peace? Or is it creating chaos in my life? Y'all, I've had enough bullshit going on in my life. I don't need anybody else's. I really don't. I really don't. I need somebody that's going to pour into me, that's going to love me for who I am. We were just talking about it last night, the two women that I'm here with. We went to dinner, and it was just like this amazing thing to be able to, like, laugh and talk shit and then start crying and talking about personal, really deep stuff and, like, just be ourselves. Those are the relationships that are healthy in here. And let me say this, some of your healthy relationships may also change because it's only constant, right? And so I want to talk a little bit about me and my best friend, and she kind of alluded to it a little bit. So, you know, we have very different lives. We're very similar. I have 2 kids at home. Her kids are grown. We both work in treatment. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of parallels, but a lot of differences. And there was a point in time when we were both going through a lot, and so we were there for each other a whole lot, right? And it was like twice daily calls, like a lot. And then we both kind of got in like a really good spot. We didn't need to call each other 2 times a day, right? And so things kind of started changing, and all of a sudden we were like, "Hold up. What's going on? You don't fuck with me no more?" Right? And we got like this little chip on our shoulder. In reality, it wasn't about us not being aligned or not being still best friends. It's just change. It's just different. Right? And now we have to be more intentional. We have to be more intentional. Right? And the reason that I'm intentional with that relationship in particular is because I know it brings me peace. It fills my bucket. Right? I'd love to be able to get my bucket filled by that every single day. That's not my life. So I have to build other healthy relationships that I do have and interact with every single day, right? In addition to that one. When I got here, I can remember early recovery, and it was like a crew of people in my home group, and we all would like go to the meeting, and then we'd go out to dinner, and everything was amazing. And I thought, "Oh my God, this is so cool. We're going to be like this forever, y'all." And then one by one, they started falling off. And people would move. People would change. People would whatever happened. And it was heartbreaking to me as a newcomer. Heartbreaking. Because I had built this illusion that, like, we're all going to going to be skipping down the yellow brick road together. You know what I mean? That wasn't it. There are still a lot of relationships in my life that come and go. Maintaining healthy relationships is not necessarily about being in a relationship for a long, 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 long time. That's not what it's about. And I think, I don't know about y'all, but I think I get that, bless you, buddy. I think I get that confused. I think when I hear maintaining healthy relationships, I think, oh, I'm supposed to be in this relationship, and I'm supposed to make it really healthy, and I'm supposed to stay in it forever. That's not what it's about. It's not what it's about for me. Maybe it is for you. And there will be some. A reason, a season, and a lifetime, right? There will be some. But not all. And there will be some, y'all, that... And this is what I love about recovery. And only in these rooms can we do this. I mean, I just ran into a guy that I used to work with like 4 years ago. And we were so tight. And he's such an amazing man. And I hadn't seen him or talked to him in forever. And I just ran into him. Do you think we picked up right where we left off?
Yep. Yep.
That's what recovery is. I'm connected enough to me that I don't have to use you to validate myself.
Man, that part is good.
I don't have to have a best friend that I've had for since I had 2 weeks clean. Cool if I do. Cool. But it doesn't make a difference how long I've known anybody. It's about what is our relationship like right now. How am I pouring into you? How are you pouring into me? All right? I think next door they're doing sponsorships of two-way street. So the fuck are relationships that aren't sponsorship? All right? And I'm going to tell you this. Like, I truly believe that, like, if I am equally yoked with someone, if I am aligned with someone, if we're on the same path, I'm not going to have someone who's hard to be friends with or hard to have a relationship with, right? If it's difficult, if it's like pulling fucking teeth, when you're trying to come up with something to say, when you're trying to like, damn, I ain't talked to her in a minute. God dang, every time I call her, she complains because I ain't called her in a long time. If that's what's going on, probably not the healthiest relationship. And that's okay. You know what I mean? And that is why, like, I've intentionally made my circle small. And when I say I made my circle small, I want to share something. I don't have a whole lot of people that I talk to on a daily basis, but I have a whole lot of people, or a small amount of people, that we pick up right where we left off, like what I was just talking about, right? Like my other best friend that's here with us. We don't talk. We don't talk a lot. But when we do, it's so amazing. You know what I mean? But what's so beautiful about that is I don't feel like I have to pick up the phone and call her every day for us to maintain a relationship. Because when we're together, you pour into me and I pour into you. Right? That's what healthy is. And part of that is because we're each connected to ourselves. They told me when I got here to get in the middle of the boat. They said, you have got to make friends in here. And I believe that. And I teach it and I preach it in my work, with my sponsees. I tell everybody, get a fucking network. A big one. Right? Pretty soon you'll figure out who in that network needs to be in the inner circle. And then pretty soon you'll figure out who in the inner circle needs to be in the closest circle. Right? Like bullseye. For real, for real. And it won't be everybody. Everybody won't make it. And we don't have to run around telling everybody, you ain't my person. Right? We don't have to say any of that. I don't have to say a lot to people that aren't in my inner circle. They know. I think about the people that are in my closest circle as I'm standing here and I'm like, am I in their closest circle? Guess what? It don't fucking matter. That's literally where my brain just went. But wait a minute. Wait. They're in my closest, but am I in their closest? I don't care. That's the healthy part. That's the healthy part. I don't have to have their validation anymore. I don't need them to say, yes, you're in my closest circle. I don't need that. It's a great feeling, y'all. And it's only a product of doing the work. It's only a product of having a lot of unhealthy relationships in my lifetime. Right? That's only how it happens. Get in the middle of the boat. Build a huge network. Figure out who your people are. You ain't got to dance with everybody. You got to pick a few. But you ain't got to dance with everybody. And I'm going to share this. What time is it? When you start filtering your way through romances up in here, please do it with some integrity. Please, please do it with some integrity. Please realize that we are fragile. Hell, not even just romantic relationships. Please have some integrity up in here. We are fragile people. I don't give a damn how much time we got. We're fragile. We've been hurt. A lot of us have extreme trauma. Please be kind. If you hear somebody talking shit about somebody else, don't participate. Believe me. Me and my girls last night stayed up till I don't know what time fucking talking shit. Not about people, but talking shit. I know it's hard not to get in the gossip train. I know it's hard. Don't do it. You know who you're discounting when you do it? Not them. Yourself. You're lessening the connection with your authentic self. The only way I build self-esteem is by doing esteemable acts. If I'm running around talking shit about people and how they did me wrong, guess what? It's not an esteemable act. So I'm literally taking the chisel and breaking down everything I just worked so hard to build up. There's some people at this convention that I've had some unhealthy interactions with. And I had somebody ask me last night. So I sense there's something there. And I was like, I don't want to go in there. So-and-so's in there. I sense there's something there. And I was like, yep. Just had some unhealthy interaction. That's all you got to say. I don't have to share all the gory details. Give everybody in here an opportunity to figure out how they feel about everybody else. Because you and me might not have the type of relationship I could have with this person. You and that person might have a relationship that was sick AF. Maybe y'all did not vibe and you were not aligned. Maybe this is your person over here, right? Be kind to each other. And I'll tell you this, even the people that I've had unhealthy interactions with, I don't seek them out. Obviously, last night I was like, nope, not going in that room. But what I do is if we pass each other, you know what I do? I say to myself in my head, Ashley, it's another person in recovery. And I hug their neck. And a lot of people go, well, that's just fake as fuck. Call it what you want. I call it having integrity. I call it being big enough to go, you know what? If I don't hug that person, and they walk past me and they catch a resentment and run down there and tell their crew of people what a bitch I am, I've just done myself, them, and everybody in that circle a disservice. Let the little shit go. You don't have to dance with everybody. You gotta dance with somebody. Healthy relationships are hard. Probably the hardest thing. I mean, our literature tells us. Well, it says romances. I think all relationships. Romances and finances, right? That's what it says. Relationships, period. People are hard. But think about this for a minute. I don't hear the audible voice of my higher power. I mean, if you do, cool, maybe talk later because that's a little odd, but cool. I don't, okay? My higher power talks to me through people. So as much as I don't like people sometimes, y'all might be the person my higher power is using. Just might be. So I can't discount any of you. I can't. But I also know when I'm hearing the opposite of my higher power through a person. And if I get real, real honest with myself, I know if something is serving me or if it's working against me. I think we all do. I think that's how we got here. If I stay connected to myself, if I remember that my peace is the most expensive thing that I own, if I remember that people are going to be people and y'all are going to let me down every time, I don't give a damn if it's my sponsor, if it's my husband, if it's my best friends, y'all are going to let me down. It's okay. Grace, right? Grace. How many chances did I get? Damn. How many times did they say, wake up? Do something different. So who am I to cut somebody else off? But I also know who pours into me and who doesn't. It's an interesting balance. And anybody that knows me knows I hate the fucking word balance. Who made that shit up? Your life should be balanced. The only constant is change. And you want me to be balanced? Okay. But I digress. Is what you're thinking, feeling, doing, believing, working for you, working against you? Are the people in your closest circle working for you, working against you? Protect your peace. I love you all. That's all I got.
Attic Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, family. Thank you, Ashley.
There's still a meeting.